not me. I'm like a fireball.
Thank you.
was to try to make things right. If love is all we have, I just don't wanna lose more time.
Drink to get drunk. They stagger around like they're in the mud of Flanders. On the Billy Ruffian, so un, deux, trois, tu bon vivant. On the run, London gangsters, on the run in southern Spain. They like a cuppa on the Costa del Sol, but no hablo español.
Es que es verdad, ¿eh? Vienen aquí todas estas personas que a mí no me importan, pero es que no, ni intentan hablar ni una palabra en español, o sea, por... Bueno, tal vez una cerveza, por favor, pero la cosa es que nada más, yo no creo yo. Para mí, si vas a un país, tienes que por lo menos saber decir buenos días, buenas noches, no sé.
We just pointed at each other and we didn't say anything for two full seconds. That is cohesion. You are listening to Revolution Rock on CJAM 99.1 FM. Dave and Adam here. I'm Adam. Dave is the other person. And we are playing some great music for you, ending off with a song that the message boards are saying, wow, who would have thought he could sing? We're talking about Galen and Paul.
Well, he sings quite well on this release. Paul Simonon of The Clash and Galen Ayers have a new album out, and it's called Can We Do Tomorrow Another Day? And we ended off with the last track on the release, which is called A Sea Chanty, A Shanty. And this song is kind of a little bit reggae, a little bit ska, and a little bit surf, actually. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. Really cool stuff. I plan to dig deeper into this album, maybe play some more in the future. Prior to that, we heard some music from Tommy Stinson's Cowboys in the Campfire. They have a new album called Wronger. Wronger, yes, that's how you say it.
No, you said it right.
And we... This album kind of mixes elements of folk, rockabilly, and country. That one leaned more towards rockabilly and country. And that was a song called That's It.
Mm-hmm. That's the final track on the album, I believe?
No.
No?
It's in the middle.
Oh, it was Sea Shanty. That was the final
that
track
was the final
on that.
Track.
I knew we were talking about a final track. Really great stuff, though, and so good to hear Tommy Stinson getting back to recording music. It's been a bit of a delay, so I'm really excited to hear him back in the studio. Before that, we heard from the Corettes. We heard something from Boom Dynamite, a recent release of theirs. We heard the track Time is Ticking. And prior to that, two tracks from Global Citizens.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, these are a pair of unreleased tracks from an 80s, late 80s garage band that featured Mark Fedak and Jono Fiddler, who played in the prehistoric Cave Stokers in the late 80s and early 90s. These were recorded in January of 1989, but never officially released. We heard the song Happiness Ain't Green Grass, and then the song Fireball.
And we started things off there with an alternative take of Orbit Around the Moon. You can find that from this new release called I Hear a New World Sessions, an Alternative Outer Space Fantasy, which is highlighting, as mentioned, these alternative takes and other versions of tracks recorded by Joe Meek and the Blue Men.
That's right. And we were talking a bit about how Joe Meek revolutionized studio production. We should mention a little more specifically, in addition to writing and producing Telstar for the Tornadoes, he kind of developed this whole thing of using the studio as an instrument. He was one of the first people to incorporate overdubbing in recording. It wasn't just a band playing live and that's it. And also the use of reverb and sampling. And he was actually, he was one of the first people to develop these. And he was a pioneer. And he did a lot of music. And the Telstar, actually, the single, when it was released, it was the first single instrumental song to go to number one in the U.S. Hot 100 charts from a U.K. band.
That's a pretty high accolade. Yeah, there's a lot of information on Joe Meek and what he accomplished in his career, so it's always interesting to check that history out, and definitely it will coincide with this new release that was just dropped. You can find that in stores now. Again, it's I Hear a New World Sessions, an alternate outer space fantasy. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about a bit of a out-of-world experience we had the other night when we went to see Yella Tango. The band performed Like a Machine for about 2.5 hours.
No opening band with an intermission in the middle. Yeah, it was great. And they covered a lot of ground in those 2.5 hours. And they played a lot of songs from different points in their career, including several tracks from their most recent release, This Stupid World. And then some earlier tracks. There was a few from Painful and quite a few other releases as well. So we decided we're just going to play a set of Yella Tango tracks, starting off with something from This Stupid World, tonight's episode, and then we have a few others.
Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for some great music from Yella Tango here on Revolution Rock.